This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
By now, you know the world did not end on Saturday, September 23rd, as was predicted by some. I'm actually recording this on Friday, September 22nd. So I have faith that the world won't end tomorrow. That's why I'm recording this. Nevertheless, by now, by the time you listen to this, you know the world didn't end. And there's a lesson in all of this. There are a lot of people who were very strongly convinced that the world was going to end on that day. And in doing so, it causes a distortion in preparedness strategy. And that's the point of all of this. I want you to be prepared. I'm a prepper, and I've been advocating preparedness for a long time. But be very careful about setting specific dates, especially on, you know, prophecy-type events. Even on financial, you know, collapses and crashes. You'll notice that even though I've been talking about financial collapse since 2008, I've never named a date because you can't. You can't know when these things are going to happen. What you can do is look at trends. You can look at projections. You can see that it's unsustainable. And because it's unsustainable, it will collapse. But you can't know the date of the collapse. And there's a great metaphor for this that was explained by Jim Rickards, who's an author that I really, I think is quite brilliant, very well informed on financial matters. And he talks about an avalanche. And you know how an avalanche happens? You know, let's take the Alps. So the snow falls on the Alps day after day after day. And you know the snow is getting heavier and thicker and taller. And you know eventually there's going to be an avalanche. And at some point, there's going to be one more snowflake. And no, I don't mean a UC Berkeley College liberal. I mean an actual physical snowflake. One more snowflake falls out of the sky, lands on this snowpack on the Alps, and that snowflake was the last straw, so to speak. It breaks the camel's back. And then the avalanche begins, and then there's a cascade of snow and collapse and everything. The thing is, you can watch it snow every day in the Alps. You can never know the day of the avalanche. Even though you know for sure, 100% for sure, an avalanche is coming. But you can't say which day it's going to happen. Same thing is true in many, many events that we're headed for, many catastrophic events, financial collapse, environmental collapse, population collapse, you know, probably a global pandemic, probably global nuclear warfare at some point, maybe a grid down collapse, a solar flare, super volcano goes off, lots of events. All of them are going to happen eventually over time, not at the same time. They'll be spread out, but they are all going to happen probably. You just don't know when. And so preparedness is really the art of being prepared all the time. You don't have to check the calendar every day because you're prepared every day. You're not placing all your bets on one specific day. That's the important thing about preparedness. You're prepared for all eventualities, you know, all possibilities at any time. So you've got a bug out bag. You've got an everyday carry little backpack maybe or a purse or something. You've got gear that you carry in your pockets every day. Like I have a knife and a flashlight and so on and my pistol, you know, other things. For me, that's everyday carry. If you're not prepared every day, then you're not really prepared. You know, it's not enough to say, oh, I'm fine, you know, this weekend. The apocalypse isn't coming until next weekend. You know, don't place your bets on that kind of accuracy because time and time again, these these projections or predictions of specific dates in Bible prophecy have been proven false. And in the biblical realm, or I should say in the realm of pastors and prophecy predictions, it's called date setting. And date setting is hated by much of the Christian community because date setters have always been wrong, it seems. It's just wrong again and again and again, going back to, you know, 2,000 years, really, if you think about it. So don't put your bets on a specific date. Don't play roulette with the calendar. Just be prepared all the time. Be ready for anything to happen anytime. Because this craziness coming our way for sure. Because we know a lot of these things that are happening right now are totally unsustainable. We know environmental destruction will lead to population collapse or famine. We know infectious disease is going crazy. You know, we're going to have plague and pestilence and all these things that are talked about in the Bible, but we don't know the day. So just be prepared every day. And don't obsess with it. You don't have to obsess with preparedness every day. Just get prepared, learn some skills, make it part of your lifestyle to be ready for lots of different things, and then get on with your life because you're supposed to live a life with purpose. And your purpose isn't just to be prepared. That's just a backup plan. That's an insurance plan. Your real purpose is hopefully something even more meaningful, you know, to maybe awaken others, to inspire others, to invent something, to make the world a better place, to help others. I don't know what your plan is. I mean, those are some of my plans: to protect life, to share knowledge, to blow the whistle on corruption and evil, to defeat evil, come to think of it. Those are some of my plans. And probably some of your plans will share those as well. So anyway, you get my point. Don't put all your faith in a specific date. There's a lot of predictions that can sound convincing. It's like, oh, you know, the moon, the sun is all going to line up and there's like a secret planet, whatever. I don't believe any of these predictions that name a date, really. You know, focus on the long-term picture. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, read my website, preparedness.news. We also have survival.news for survival tips and gear.news. Gear, just G-E-A-R, gear. A lot of survival gear, some reviews and things like that on that website. So stay prepared. There is some crazy stuff coming. A lot of it. This is not going to happen this Saturday. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/ Prep with Mike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.